How many of you have ever felt bad for missing church on Sunday? Been there, done that. Oftentimes, when people miss church, they will come to me later and say, "Sorry, Pastor." And then they give me whatever reason it was that they were absent. My response is normally one of empathy and understanding. I get it. Life happens. And this is the part of the sermon where you're waiting for me to say, "But," right? Life happens, but. My friends, there is no but. Today we heard the third commandment in our reading from Deuteronomy. And then we hear how Jesus preaches on the very same commandment. And it's actually a rather short sermon. First, he gives this whole example of King David and going in and eating this bread. And then his sermon goes like this. "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." That's it. That's what Jesus says about the Sabbath day. And this is the problem, right? The Pharisees, they're always trying to catch Jesus in his words, to catch him and his disciples doing sins. And so the Pharisees had this rule that you could not gather grain or thresh it, that is, separate the kernel from the head of grain, on the Sabbath day. And so as the disciples are walking through this grain field, they're picking these heads of grain off, and they're moving it between their fingers to get the kernel out, and then they eat it. And it looks a whole lot like gathering and threshing grain. And so the Pharisees finally think, "I got him. He's not following the rules. I got him." But they didn't. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. You see, the Pharisees had turned this Sabbath thing into a law, into something that they needed to do. And as much as we'd hate to admit it, we often have thoughts and beliefs just like the Pharisees. We turn the Sabbath into a difficult commandment with strict regulations in order so that we can earn some sort of favor with God. We consider that the Lord is looking for our perfect attendance award. "I've been to church every Sunday this year." And then who are we actually patting on the back? Ourselves. No, but Jesus turns this whole idea upside down. He says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And what in the world does that mean? Help me out. Well, think back to your Old Testament knowledge, right? It even mentioned it briefly in our Deuteronomy reading. When God gives the law to the Israelites, the Ten Commandments, it is literally right after he freed them from slavery. And so God is clued in on a physical reality for these Israelites. They were doing back-breaking, hard work every day of their life. And now that they're free, God doesn't want them to do that anymore. Observe the Sabbath. Keep it holy. And he even tells us it means take a day off. Your animals, have them take a day off. Your servants, have them take a day off. You yourself, take a day off. Why? Because it's not good for our physical bodies if we work every single day of our lives. We need a day off. It's a reality. How many of you guys look forward to your day off every week? I do. God isn't trying to put some sort of arbitrary rule over the heads of the Israelites. It's not like he's like, "All right, we're going to test them today. We're going to see if they can follow this one." No, he gives the Ten Commandments, especially this third commandment, because he knows that we need rest. And I got another human example for you, too. If you've ever parented young children, or if you are parenting young children, you know the concept of bedtime. Right? You get your kids ready, and then you tuck them into bed, and then you expect that they're just going to go to sleep. But they don't, right? At every turn, they try to resist bedtime. "I'm not going to brush my teeth. I don't want to put my pajamas on. I don't want to do anything to get ready for bed because I'm not done with the day." Well, why do the parents put their kids to bed anyway? It's because the parents are exhausted. No, I'm just kidding. It's because the kids need rest. You ever seen a kid the day after when they didn't get much rest that night? And they got like the droopy eyes, and they're just like exhausted, and they sort of like zombie around. No parent wants that for their kids. They need to get rest during the night. That way they can enjoy the next day. That way they can play and be a kid and do what kids do. And so rest is a very important part of life. And God recognizes this. It's true for all of us. And this is what Jesus preaches, or why he preaches about the Sabbath to begin with. Right? The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. You need a Sabbath. Because that's all that Sabbath means. It means rest. And it's not intended to be a burden. Instead, it's intended to be for your benefit. Here's the thing, though. It's going to sound really strange. You have absolutely no obligation to be in church on Sunday morning. You have absolutely no obligation to be in church on Sunday. You heard it right. No obligation whatsoever. Because if you think that you're obligated, you turn the weekly Sabbath day into a requirement of the law. And it robs the day of rest of its intention and its purpose. You have no obligation to be here. The Sabbath itself is only a means to an end. See, coming to church is not a benefit because you came. It's a benefit because what the content of the Sabbath is. And what is the content of the Sabbath but Jesus himself? This is the place where Jesus comes to serve you. This is the place where Jesus comes to give you rest. Any obligation or requirement that the Sabbath had, maybe, you know, Old Testament times or something, it's fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And to put it short, if Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, it means that Jesus is the Sabbath. Jesus is perfect rest. His words give us rest. His promises give us rest. His forgiveness, life, and salvation, they give you rest. And he freely gives them every single Sunday. Jesus gives you rest in his promises. Even today, we heard the word read. We're hearing a sermon preached. Are we remembering our baptism, that Jesus himself has washed us clean of our sin? Anytime we have the supper, Jesus giving us his promises for your benefit so you can rest. Because to be honest, the world is exhausting. It is. Every day we wake up and we have to go to our vocations, our different callings in life, and we have to serve our neighbor and we have to serve God and we have to live our entire lives for people who are not ourselves. And it's exhausting. And so you know what? God calls you to the church every week. And he goes, you know what? Today's going to be the day that I serve you. Don't worry about serving me. That's not why we're here. That's not why we're in the pew. It's not because I need to serve God. That would be an obligation. It's not because I need to serve my neighbor. That would be an obligation. But because here is the place where God comes to visit you. And so when we consider the third commandment, it's only this, that we gladly hear and learn the word of God. That we come and we gladly hear and learn about our Savior, Jesus Christ, that he was lived a perfect life, that he was crucified and shed his blood for you, that he rose from the dead 3 days later so that you know that even death itself cannot contain you. He gives you word and sacrament, and it is his utmost desire that you receive these gifts. That's what the Sabbath is all about. Is your utmost desire to receive from Jesus? Is your desire to have that forgiveness of sins? Well, you're here in the pew, aren't you? You have kept the Sabbath. Because today you rest in the promises of Jesus. Now, consequently, because I've preached this so far, there's a danger that you might think in your mind and go, oh, Pastor just said I never have to come to church again. Well, if the only thing God requires is that we gladly hear and receive from Jesus, what does that mean if we stay away? It means that we do not gladly hear and learn about Jesus. And what does that tell our Savior we think about his sacrifice? And what does that tell our Savior we think about his resurrection? And what does that tell our Savior we think about all of the wonderful things he's done for us and the promises that he gives? We despise him. My friends, we don't come to church because we're obligated. You have no obligation to come to church. And in fact, you shouldn't even feel guilty when you don't come. But instead, we feel empty. Like something's missing. Because we haven't had our rest. We haven't had our renewal. You haven't had your sins forgiven. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. When you get to heaven, Jesus is not going to look for your perfect attendance award. But what he will do is he will look to see whether or not you trusted in his promises. He'll look to see whether or not you believe that he was crucified and that you value his sacrifice for you. He will look to see if you're resting in his loving care. Or as he himself proclaimed over the city of Jerusalem, he says that how he longed to gather Jerusalem, his people, like a mother hen gathers her chicks. And why would a mother hen gather her chicks under her wings? To protect them, so that they can rest easy. My friends, Jesus extends his arms and he has them nailed to a cross, and that's how he gives you rest. Delivering these words of forgiveness, life, and salvation into your ears, because it's yours. It's yours now and it's yours forever. That's what the Sabbath is about. My friends, rest is not something that you need to do for God, but something that God gives you. And as his dear Christians gathered here today, you don't have to be in church. You get to be in church. You get to be here, and you have a great privilege of receiving God's blessings right now. His blessings for you. Are you ready for your Sabbath rest today? Because rest in these words. You are forgiven. For Jesus has been crucified and risen for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your Sabbath rest in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.